Hello, everyone. Welcome back for another episode of Walking with the Dead, a review podcast for AMC's The Walking Dead. I'm Stephen Bueno.
Christian Cabrera.
And I'm Cornell Montgomery.
And we are members of the League of Ordinary Gentlemen. You can find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/League of Ordinary Gents. That's G-E-N-T-S. Or you can look us up on YouTube by going to searching up League of Gents. That's G-E-N-T-S. You can check out our podcast and some of the shenanigans we get up to when we're not talking about The Walking Dead. So today, we're going to be talking about Season 6, Episode 7, Heads Up. Okay, first of all, this is the episode that I think everyone, since that crucial event towards the beginning of the season happened.
Well, we can talk about spoilers here.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Since Glenn got knocked down off the dumpster by Nicholas, everyone's kind of been speculating what happened to him. Now, from the very beginning, I was like, nah, he's alive.
Props to both of you, by the way, because you two called it. I still said he was dead. I was proven wrong.
He's going to die, but
eventually,
he's not dead yet.
Eventually, he will die.
Yeah, my whole thing, like, okay, so my prediction was that he was alive, but I had also been saying that there was a good chance he might be bitten, and that would become a plot point later on in the season. It doesn't seem like he's bit or he's affected in any way. What it definitely seems like is, like, just like I called it, Nicholas's body fell on him. The walkers got at his body, and it just seems like a lot of that blood is not necessarily his.
It didn't look like that he was that close to the trash can on the other episode, but when they showed him on the ground, he just kind of like looked back, like, oh, let me just go underneath. So
smart thinking on his behalf. That's actually really good.
Yeah, that's like really quick thinking.
Then again, he's been a tracker for a while.
That's true. Yeah. And then also blocking off the surrounding area with the zombies by taking them out.
Smart.
Super smart.
Jesus.
The smell, and then also they can't see him. So
see, he didn't need Nicholas after all. God damn it.
Jesus. It's like, well, we dropped the dead weight. And he didn't even turn to a walker because he'd already blown his brains out.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
At the end, Nicholas was very, very helpful.
Yeah.
So one thing that I wasn't expecting was to see Enid,
yes,
like helping him out. So as soon as he looks up and he sees her there, it was like, oh man, I thought Enid was just going to run the other way and just completely forget about everyone else.
Well, as you can see, Enid actually left the camp right when the wolves were attacking. So Glenn seeing her was pretty much one of those like, okay, what in the world are you doing over here?
Well, I think it's cool though, because everything, like I've said before, is happening concurrently. So we know what happened to her, and we didn't know I know you guys didn't think that this is what she would be doing at the same time Glenn had fallen down, because she had, I'm assuming, had to have been there when Glenn fell. So she had to hear that gunshot go off and everything.
Actually, what it seems like is that Glenn was underneath the trash can or underneath the dumpster for quite a while, because it does show the moon and it shows like a cycling of days. So
I don't think it was a cycling days. I think it was probably one day.
It was probably like a day.
But at the same time, I think he was so thirsty because it's just hot. But she had to be in the area to know he was there. How would she know at all? That's true.
She might have been just kind of lurking. And it's funny that it's funny to see that character hang around, because it doesn't seem like she always tries to play it off like she doesn't care about anyone else. And even her leaving Alexandria, it was like, well, I'm not really trying to get too involved with anyone. And she kind of goes against all that and helps Glenn anyway, like just in the smallest amount.
Well, she's an independent character, not just an independent like woman, quote unquote, but independent character. She doesn't, she's a lone wolf. She doesn't like to play with other people. But she also, she was by herself for so long that she doesn't know how to play with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true. And I mean, Glenn sort of touches up on it like later on, where he tells her like, hey, you're basically just afraid. You're not necessarily surviving. You're afraid to really get close to anyone. And to be honest with you, I think that's exactly why she left Alexandria. I think Glenn was definitely spot on with his analysis of it, in that I think she was definitely developing feelings towards Carl, and especially because I think she could relate to Carl more than anybody else in Alexandria. So right when all that was going down, she probably didn't want to see him die.
Yeah, it's probably her. She's not used to being close to people or just being social or having emotions that way. And so her way of preventing her getting hurt is to just leave a situation.
Yeah. And then Glenn pretty much wanders off, try to see if she can find her. And that's when he starts retracing the steps of where everyone else was going. That's where you see him at the fence with, I forgot the guy's name.
The guy who had turned into a walker who had left the note. And you know what's funny though is that in previous episodes he was kind of like, he was sort of used in previous episodes, he was used as a way to show maybe what Glenn was feeling and maybe Glenn's outcome. Because that's kind of what the show led you to believe. Like, oh, Glenn is going to die because this guy represents Glenn's character in that their circumstances are very similar. And when the guy dies, everyone was like, oh, man, if that guy died, then Glenn probably died. It was in the same episode.
Yeah, I can kind of see what you're going with that. But I kind of saw Nicholas and him actually being his two sides as well. Like the optimistic trying to be like, well, if I know I'm gonna die, just tell my wife I'm fine, or tell my wife I'm dead. And Nicholas is pretty much like he just all giving up hope after that.
I don't think Nicholas gave up hope. He just like, and honestly, if you think about it this way, I don't think his intentions was to fall on top of Glenn. He could have shot himself because he knew in that situation they were both gonna die. So if he killed himself, he would be able to distract the zombies and let them do their thing and have Glenn escape.
Yeah.
Because the thank you could be interpreted in many different ways. Mm. Not just thank you for believing in me, but thank you for, you know, all the help that you gave me. And then this is my way of, you know, returning it to you. And also shooting himself in the head, knowing that he won't become a zombie again.
Yeah, I think shooting himself in the head was definitely like an indication of something like, I don't want to. It was sort of him saying, I don't want to be a complete burden.
Because he could have just shot Glenn.
Yeah.
But either way, going back to this current episode, like, one thing that we definitely see is we start seeing what's going on in Alexandria. We start seeing Morgan's, you know, they really approached it right off the bat when Rick wanted to talk to Morgan. And they didn't really beat him around the bush. They were like, look, dude, when I was out there, these guys came at me with a gun. And Carol had told me that you had been around these people. So what happened? And I think Morgan just telling him off the bat, like, look, I don't know what's right or wrong. I just know that I don't want to kill people. And I don't really know how well that resonated with Rick, because throughout the episode, Rick is very angry in this episode.
Yeah, he seems really pissed off, like majority of the whole, well, this entire episode he's pretty much pissed off. But I can kind of see where he's going
He has a lot of reason to be.
Yeah, he does. One, he was stranded, pretty much. Running all the way back, he's pretty much exhausted.
All of his plans were, diverted.
Yeah, half of the walkers from the gorge is pretty much coming back at them.
Lost most of his people?
Yeah, lost most of his people. What else? Freaking this discussion he's going on with Morgan as well, where he pretty much is saying, are you going to help or not?
And Morgan is helping.
Yeah.
But he's just helping in his own way. He's not a team player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's taking it in a different way than I guess the rest of the group really thinks is an effective method. So one of the things we do see is, well, I'm just going to like kind of mention it right now, but throughout the episode, we start seeing the tower kind of collapse.
Yeah.
And you know what? I always kind of thought it's sort of like there's hope. And this whole season has been like, let's build up hope and let's tear down hope and let's build up hope again. And throughout the whole episode with Rick repairing the fence, with Rick even teaching Ron how to use a gun, with all these things, it's sort of like we're building up hope again. Even with Morgan, where they just kind of talked to him, they were still like, all right, well, you're allowed to be in the group still. Just know that your methods are wrong. But in hopes that he'll either change his way of thinking or maybe just assuming that his way of thinking isn't necessarily wrong.
Well, I saw the building falling down kind of being symbolic of that group, not the group, but the society that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every part that falls down was in a situation where things weren't going well. And eventually, well, I guess in the end, things were going well, then that happens. Actually, things might not have been going well because with Carol and Morgan, their situation. But I think it was more symbolic in... They think they have it all, everything's whole, but slowly something's chipping away, mm-hmm. and then after, you know, in the end, it falls down and tears on their walls.
You know, it's funny, though, it's like, it's Deanna's idealism, and then her kind of dream of having this, like, great society and building something within Alexandria, but, I mean, what I've always thought of the walkers that are pushing up against the wall so hard that they're crushing the people in front of them, they're crushing the walkers in front of them and leaking through the fence. I've kind of thought that it meant that regardless of how much you try to keep things out, they're going to find little ways to just seep in there. Mm-hmm. And that walker blood to me just meant that, like, no matter what you try, no matter how strong your walls, how strong your defense is, one way or another, this outside world and these horrible circumstances are going to get to you.
Yo, let's get to Spencer being an idiot.
Yes, please. Okay, so
it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so what does he do? He throws like a grappling hook, pretty much. Throws it on the other side.
And tries to shimmy himself over the zombie so he can go get a car and
do you really think that's what he was doing?
No, I think he was trying to get away. You think he's the one that's been drinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's probably drunk.
Not only that, think about it. I think it was 5 minutes before that. Freaking Rick and Michonne, they were talking about doing something as well. And it's exactly what he was actually planning on doing as well. But what struck me Rick being a dick the whole time is what he responded to Tara. It's like, what are you doing? Why are you shooting?
Yeah, like, why don't you just let this guy get his comeuppance? Like, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And he got himself in the situation. He is now endangering everyone else by doing that.
And then Tara's response, of course, flipping the bird.
I think it's out of frustration, too. Yeah. It's not just frustration from, like, the moment right there and then, but frustration from the fact of, like, we are doing so much, and time again, these people, and it really is them and us. It's like, these people from Alexandria are not helping, and they're really worsening the situation.
Do you think Rick thinks that his group is indoctrinated now? That they're part of that group and not with him? Because seems like...
I think he still feels like that's his group.
Oh, okay. Because that's... I kind of get that feel sometimes where he would get kind of mad, like when he's talking to Michonne, and Michonne's like, tell him something like he's changed, or maybe, oh no, about the people, like, I just want us to go. And then Michonne's like, what about the other people? He's like, well, if we have time, we can go get them.
Yeah.
Like, everyone has that mindset of, like, we're all a whole group. Let's save everyone. Rick's like, no, I need my core group here.
See, what kind of opened me up on that as well was Spencer's response. He's like, well, would you have listened to me?
And no, that's, he wouldn't have.
Exactly. He wouldn't have listened. But at the same time, it just shows that Rick is kind of being a little more open at that situation now, because they're actually willing to help him. And it's what I forgot the other guy's name, that he was pretty much helping him board up the wall and telling him, like, we need you. Like, we'll listen to whatever you say. And
the Spencer thing happened actually right after all those talks. So it could be what Spencer said that kind of turns Rick around, changes his mind a bit. Because even earlier on when he was showing Ron how to shoot, it's like, okay, hold the gun this way, blah, blah, do this.
And he's already had his finger on the trigger.
Yeah, he's like, no, don't do that. You're ready.
Now, one thing that... So I didn't really get too much out of the scene, but the whole scene with Rosita and...
Eugene. Okay,
I was kind of wondering what that was really all about, because I didn't get too much out of it. I sort of... Because maybe it's just because I see Eugene as part of Rick's group, but I guess I should see him as still part of the Alexandria group.
I don't see him as part of the Alexandria group. He's part of Rick's group, but he's more of the that hindrance. He's the weak link, and they're trying to understand why he's not manned up yet. He's been alive this long somehow, and yet he still can't go out of his way to do something. Yeah, he helped Tara out, two episodes ago, but he can't, use a machete and just run it down a zombie so that they're dead?
Yeah, I put that as a key note on there. It's pretty much showing that there's a possibility that something or negligence of Eugene most likely is going to be a very big thing that may happen later on as well. Because what Rosalinda was pretty much telling him was, like, it's a matter of life and death. Like, you need to worry about your people around you and you as well. Now, there's a possibility you have to pick one or the other. But as of right now, you're pretty much saying that you're pretty much saying nothing at all. So why don't you want to learn?
I did like her speech that she gave him. Yeah. She basically told him, like, no, dying's easy. Mm. Like, you're afraid of dying? Like, you shouldn't be. Dying would be the easy part. You should be afraid of living. And she didn't tell him be afraid of living because of the future threats. It was like, be afraid of living because you're going to be living with the guilt of not having done everything you could have done to help those around you.
That's exactly how I got it.
Yeah.
And then, what's interesting? It's like, I feel that maybe that's part of what Rick's mentality is right now, where maybe, like, he's hopeful, and it's shown that he is hopeful throughout the season, but maybe he's losing hope a little bit in that, like, oh, maybe Daryl, Sasha, Abraham, it's like, even if they come back, what are they coming back to?
I see it as also that since he's pretty much the only I would say pretty much the only physical one that wants to do something is that there's been so much pressure being put on him because the people of Alexandria don't really want to go along with what he wants. But then as soon as one, the guy helps him start building up on the bridge, then Spencer doing something idiotic, but he told him, like, were you ever going to listen to me at all? That's pretty much going up to him saying, we don't want you to fail, but at least let us help you mm-hmm. in the long
even,
run.
Even Diana going up to him and telling him, like, yeah, thanks for saving my son. Thanks for saving my son. And he's like, no, it was mostly Tara. Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, it was you. And that's in a way, that's Diana reminding him, like, look, dude, you're still good on the inside. Circumstances are horrible right now. Mm-hmm. And they only seem to be getting worse, but you're good people. Remember that.
Yeah. And then we kind of glossed past it. But, when Glenn got back towards that area, when they let the balloons get released, well, we didn't talk about the balloons being released.
Yeah.
And Maggie sees that. She runs and leaves. Basically, she's leaving Alexandria. They don't show her leave, right?
No.
No.
But she's basically leaving Alexandria. And that's right before the tower falls over. So the next episode, more than likely, is going to be, you know, everyone split off. So it's going to be Rick, Carl. Actually, they're going to be leaving Alexandria because it's the mid-season finale. Mm-hmm. And they have to set up for the next antagonist coming. So it's going to be that along with the thing we didn't talk about with Ron.
Well, here's the thing. I guess we'll talk about Ron. Since I think it was like two episodes back, well, there was one scene where I specifically mentioned, like, you see Ron holding his knife mm-hmm. and you see Carl in the background, and the camera focuses on Carl a lot, but in the foreground is Ron playing with his knife. Mm-hmm. And that's when I sort of figured, okay, later on in the season, he's gonna attempt to do something to Carl, and you do see Ron, like, you see him break in, grab the bullets, and then towards the end of the episode, you see him come after Carl with intention to shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that's going to be interesting in the next episode is that there's so many things that left in a cliffhanger almost, because Morgan still has that wolf tied up in one of the, I guess, their makeshift prisons,
mm-hmm.
and Carol finds out about that. So there's going to be a conflict there, because Morgan's not just going to let her kill him. Obviously, Carol's going to do everything she can to try to kill the guy. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be conflict there. We don't really know if Ron's going to stop his attack when the tower falls or if he's going to keep going. And also, the tower fell.
Yeah.
And then also, we don't know if Glenn is going to get back with Maggie. They might see what the situation is and be like, we're not going to be able to make it in. What about Daryl and Sasha and Abraham? They're still out on the street.
Yeah.
Well, they're coming back.
Yeah, they are coming back, because that's when they got the pretty much that big rig that they're going with.
Actually, the big rig's probably going to play a big key
probably
of them getting out.
So I think at this point we should say that we haven't seen the promo for the next episode.
No, we haven't.
We specifically did not watch it just so we could talk about it.
Yeah.
Maybe some of that stuff is in the promo, but we wouldn't know. Yeah, I definitely do think the big rig's going to play a huge
part. And it's gas, right?
I believe so, yeah.
They're going to burn down Alexandria. Not burn down all of it, but they're going to use it to stop the zombies.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Much like the way that group used it to burn down the forest, I feel like they're going to use it to burn down. You know, I'm sort of like formulating a new idea of what that could really mean, because they're going to burn down Alexandria and these plans that Deanna had and everything she was working towards. And to be like, well, you know what? Those plans were great and that was a very idealistic society, but we're going to have to burn it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Mid-season finale deaths. Who do you think is going?
The Doctor.
You know there's going to be multiples.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the doctor.
Ron, the doctor, the wolf. Freak, he has to die, come on, honestly.
Yeah. Spencer is definitely one that I'm going to say will die.
I'm going to say no on him, but I'm going to say it's probably going to be either... it's going to be someone from the main group. It's either going to be Tara or it's going to be Eugene.
Or Eden.
Or Enid. Well, Enid's with Glenn.
Eden.
Well, Enid's with Glenn pretty much.
Yeah, but they're going to meet up with Maggie. Okay, and they're going to see something. Something's going to happen. Maybe she might die.
All right, so we'll keep track of the kill total for next episode. So just remember who we actually picked.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, mine are basically mostly everyone from Alexandria. If I had to pick one from Rick's group, Tara, I would say, would probably be my choice. What I would definitely see happening is the doctor causing Tara to get bit and, in essence, almost causing her death. Not really meaning to, but Tara tries to help her. It doesn't really go too well. Like, say the doctor goes back to the room where she has her patient and tries to do something about it. Tara stops her. Is like, hey, you can't do anything right now. You're going to just have to let him go. She's going to be like, no, I worked so hard to save him. And because of that, Tara is going to get eaten. And she's going to have to die. Also, notice that when Rosita was telling Eugene the whole speech about what's hard is living, Jesse was there. Jesse was in the background paying attention. Oh, yeah. I think Ron's going
to
die.
Yeah, has to.
Because of that. And I think she's going to witness it.
I think it's just, oh no, I'm thinking, what's his other son's name?
Sam.
Never mind. Yeah, yeah. Ron's going to die.
Yeah.
If Ron doesn't die, I'm going to be very surprised, but Ron's got to die to me. And comic book spoiler, he's going to shoot Rick. Or not shoot Rick, but he's going to shoot Carl. Like, hopefully that's what they keep in there. Because Carl's got a pirate. He's a pirate, basically, in the comic. So hopefully they keep that in there. But I don't know how they would, because if Alexandria's already going to hell right now.
Yeah, they would have no,
like, they wouldn't have any
medication, yeah, anything like that.
Because that happens, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out.
We'll find out, though. We'll find out.
I'm not even going to watch the promo.
Yeah, me neither.
I am.
I know you will.
like right when we finish this. Oh, my God. All right, guys. So let us know in the comment section what you guys think of this last episode and who you guys think is going to be killed off in the mid-season finale. Let us know what you've been liking about this season so far. And also, make sure you go and check us out at Facebook by going to facebook.com/League of Ordinary Gents. That's G-E-N-T-S. Or you can find us on YouTube by looking for League of Gents. That's G-E-N-T-S. Hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. Have a good one.
Oh, yeah. Laters.
Zombies.